This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. COVID-19 continues to require social distancing, frequent hand sanitizing, and avoiding large gatherings. So what will voting look like this November and the general election? The North Carolina House passed a bill that makes provisions for more voters to request absentee ballots. It cleared the House after a near-unanimous vote last week. The measure makes its way through the Senate and Senate committees this week. Joining us to talk about the bill's bipartisan support and what it may mean for voters if it is passed into law is WUNC political reporter Rusty Jacobs. Welcome back, Rusty.
Thanks, Frank.
Let's talk about absentee ballots. I mean, they're already legal, right? Anybody can get one. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. And North Carolina is accustomed to what they call no excuse needed absentee balloting. You just have to be a registered voter. You know how have to know how to request one and then how to fill it out. And that is sometimes challenging for people who have never done it.
So what has changed or what would change if this becomes a law?
A number of things. And first of all, I'll point out, too, and we can get into the details about the other aspect of this bill. This bill is as much about making polling places safer this fall as making absentee by mail voting easier. But let's talk about the absentee by mail voting. If this bill goes into effect, people will only need one witness to submit an absentee ballot. Current law requires two witnesses or a notary. That provision recognizes that in this time of isolation, quarantining, self-distance, social distancing because of the coronavirus, people may be bound to their homes with just one person, and maybe two people, one of whom would not qualify as a witness because of age. So the provision is meant to make it easier for people who are stuck at home a lot of the time these days to submit an absentee ballot. It would also make it easier for people who request absentee ballots to do so by fax, email, or online. The bill authorizes the State Board of Elections to create a portal, an online portal for people to submit those requests. Right now, you need to submit it by mail or drop it off in person at a county board of election.
So how much of an uptick in voting, mail-in voting, does the Board of Elections anticipate?
They anticipate a huge jump. In 2016, it was about 4% requested absentee by mail ballots. The state officials in North Carolina are expecting that to jump to as high as 40%. Karen Brinson-Bell, the director of the State Board of Elections, I was speaking to her, and she said county boards are looking at going from hundreds of absentee by mail ballots to thousands, and they have to know how to process them. They need machinery that will process them, higher speed scanners, machines that can open envelopes and get the absentee by mail ballots ready for tabulating. There are machines that make that go more quickly. Those are the kinds of steps, and those are the kinds of funds that county boards desperately need right now.
So has anybody made a guess about whether or not or how long or if this would delay the results as if there's a 40%, let's say, increase in mail-in absentee voting?
Well, look, there is a grace period, I think, of about 3 days under state law. As long as absentee by mail ballots are postmarked by election day, they can be reviewed. So there's a grace period. There's some period in there, but the whole point of the provisions of getting the machinery in place of overhauling the apparatus to handle that number, that's how the law would address any concerns about counting those ballots. And also giving people notice, education is a part, notifying voters that they have to read the packets that come in the mail, those envelopes, they have to read them carefully. So the Board of Elections, that's why the Board of Elections and the staff behind the Board of Elections has been so adamant and urgent about needing this funding, needing this law in place as soon as possible. Absentee by mail ballots start going out September 4th, and they have to get to the printers. And these are going to be new envelopes with new information on them. So they need to get all this to the printers as soon as possible. That's why state officials are pressing lawmakers to get this law in place.
Well, the time frame between now and November is certainly one of the reasons for urgency, but also another reason is the CARES Act. Talk about that.
Right. So under the CARES Act, the State Board of Elections is in a position to get up to $10 million that would then go to the county boards to hire the staff and get the machinery they need in place to take in this higher number of absentee voters, and also to prepare polling places, which need a lot of adjustments to accommodate the coronavirus pandemic. So that's why time is of the essence, but the time is now, right. As state officials have said time and time again.
Yeah, and if they pass this now and the CARES Act is still in effect, then they'll have that money. So that's
right.
which is good to see.
Yeah, and Frank, let me just finish. That's what you would ask about the CARES Act. So the state needs to put up around $2 million to get that federal money. There's also $10 million under an elections-related federal act. So the state could get up to $20 million to help in this effort. This law would put the state matching funds in place to leverage that federal assistance.
Well, let me talk about this, and I'll let you talk about the fact that this is startling and stunning in these times, bipartisan support. Talk about that.
Well, you know the history as well as anybody, Frank. I mean, for the better part of the past decade, Republican lawmakers have been in and out of court fighting voting rights advocates and challengers to photo ID law and to redistricting. So elections law has been a source of great, deep partisan division in North Carolina. But there's been none of that so far with this bill. And that's because everybody, Republican and Democrat, has recognized that this is an extraordinary time, that people are concerned about their health, and they want to vote, and they want to do so safely. So they need money to make polling sites safer. They need money for county boards to purchase masks for each and every voter and poll worker that wants one. Styluses or pens for each and every voter to fill out their ballot. Plexiglass guards. Cleaning each and every day during early voting. When a polling site is closed down for the day, it has to be cleaned thoroughly. They need money for the machinery, for the ballots, for the printers. And by the way, there's going to be a supply chain question, right? Because every state is probably going to be dealing with more absentee ballots. So the need is urgent, and there has to be these adjustments on every level. And these are the changes. So the recognition is across the political spectrum. I was talking to David Lewis, one of the leading Republicans, the man who was credited as once saying that the only reason he helped draw maps that would get a 10-3 majority in Congress for North Carolina was because he couldn't figure out how to do it 11-2. He said that people want to vote safely this fall, and lawmakers, Republican and Democrat, need to do everything they can to make it possible.
Well, let's talk about lessons learned so far in other elections, because other states really have held primaries since the beginning of the coronavirus crisis. And I wonder if the outcomes in those states inspired any of the provisions in this act or this bill so far.
Well, I would say the thing that was most influential, or that was most prominent in lawmakers' minds, lawmakers across the political spectrum, was a situation like Wisconsin, where you had a clamoring for absentee by mail voting, but you ended up having people on long lines risking their health. There was an uptick in cases following that election, and they saw that as an example of how not to do it. State lawmakers seemed to be responding to that call from the State Board of Elections to get things in place now to avoid any health outcomes, any negative health outcomes from crowded polling places, and to leave people who want to vote by mail without an option. So they seem to be looking at places like Wisconsin as an example of how not to do things. They want to be prepared.
Okay, so earlier this year, North Carolina's Court of Appeals blocked the state's new voter ID law from taking effect. I guess the question is, does any of this new legislation affect that? Maybe the ultimate question is, will people need photo ID to vote in November?
No, let's be absolutely clear about that. No, the current voter ID law that was put in place is under federal injunction from a court that put that injunction that blocked the law back in January. That remains in effect. That issue has to be settled through litigation. That's not going to happen in time for voter ID to be implemented this fall. It's an important point to note, though, because Republicans wanted a provision in the bill that's being considered now that addresses that photo ID law. And they've included some language that they hope will preempt litigation down the road. It has to do with whether public assistance identification can qualify as photo ID under the new law. Democrats did not like it, don't support the provision, But ultimately, and I've talked to Democratic lawmakers, it was talked about and considered in their caucus. And ultimately, as bitter as it is a pill to swallow, they accepted it because they believe the overall effect of this law, this absentee by mail voting law and the safer polling sites law, is more important than the bitter taste and then having to stomach that provision. So again, it's not undoing the injunction. There won't be a photo ID requirement this fall. There's that provision. It may confuse things, but it will have no effect on that injunction.
But what about voter fraud? I mean, the idea or election fraud, if, you know, North Carolina's still stinging when a Republican political operative was prosecuted for absentee ballot tampering. Very quickly, how has that concern or concerns been addressed in this legislation?
Well, I think it's more important to note that those concerns did not block any of this legislation from going forward. And it's important to note that people who talk about election fraud versus voter fraud, it's an important distinction. It wasn't voter fraud in the 9th District. It was McRae Dallas, an operative working for the Republican candidate in the 9th District, Mark Harris, during the 2018 election. There was an operation to try to harvest bills, to harvest absentee ballots, to get them out of voters' hands and to somehow influence them. There are things in law in the absentee by mail voting law that prevent that registration. I think that, again, that this was one incident. It's not the kind of voter fraud that Donald Trump and other Republicans are talking about. That kind of evidence, it doesn't exist.
Right.
This has not been a problem with absentee by mail voting. And so, again, lawmakers see this as very important for this fall's election.
Rusty Jacobs, WNC Politics reporter. Thank you, Rusty.
You're welcome.